The Johnson's Wax Program with Fibber McGee and Molly. The makers of Johnson's Wax Products for Home and Industry present Fibber McGee and Molly with Bill Thompson, Gail Gordon, Arthur Q. Bryan, and me, Harlow Wilcox. The script is by Don Quinn and Phil Leslie. Music by the King's Men and Billy Mills Orchestra. I'm sure most of you consider your radio more than just a gadget which provides you with listening pleasure. It's really an important piece of furniture. Well, how does it look to you? If it's been polished with genuine Johnson's wax, it glows with a rich, warm luster. Now look at the rest of the furniture and your floors. Have you brought out all their beauty? Johnson's wax will do it, you know. A coat of Johnson's wax will add luster and shine to furniture and floors and give them tough, lasting protection that will add years to their life and beauty. Floors stay young longer and are forever easy to clean. Dust and dirt disappear with very little effort on your part, and once over lightly with a dry cloth, and they're clean and lustrous again. With Johnson's wax, you can keep your floors, furniture, and woodwork the way you want them, glowing with a bright, happy shine. Begin protective housekeeping with Johnson's wax, paste or liquid, to bring out the beauty of the home.
Look on the bright side, shine on the right side, bring out the beauty of the home.
If Mrs. McGee hadn't let Mr. McGee rummage through those old papers in the attic, he wouldn't have come running downstairs with an old recipe for fruitcake in his hand and an eager gleam in his eyes. But she did, and he did, and she's fighting a losing battle right now. As we join Fibber McGee and Molly.
Darling, now making a fruitcake is a very complicated business. If you must have one, let me bake.
Oh, complicated my clavicle. Millions of people are making fruitcakes, and I must be as smart as some of them.
Well, now, don't confuse smartness with experience, sweetheart.
Huh?
A seagull isn't very smart, but he doesn't fly around over Death Valley. I don't know what made me think of Death Valley unless it's my kitchen when you get through cooking something.
Look, kiddo, I don't think you quite grasp the significance of this discovery. This fruitcake recipe I just found up there in the attic is Aunt Sarah's own private and personal recipe. Don't that mean anything to you?
Yes, it does. It means I should have burned it when she first gave it to me.
Gee whiz, I told you about Aunt Sarah's fruitcakes, Molly. She used to make them every year, and that's all people talked about. Aunt Sarah's fruitcakes. Everybody raved about them, but she wouldn't tell anybody how she made them. My gosh, this thing is worth money, Molly.
You're so right. I'd give $10 myself if you'd never run across it.
Now, here's what I'm going to do, kid. I'm going to start off conservative, see? Just make one cake at a time till I get the hang of the technique, you see? Get the thing whipped, see?
Or vice versa.
Then I'll take orders from a few close friends and let them sort of spread the word around, see? Then when the orders start snowballing in from all over the nation around the first of the year or so, I'll probably have to build a few factories here and there and...
Company, dearie.
Yeah, form a company. I'll be executive chairman of the board.
No, there's someone at the door.
Huh?
Come in.
Oh,
hello, Mr. Oldtimer.
Hello there, kids.
Hi, Oldtimer. Hey, do you like fruitcake?
Come again, Johnny?
I said, do you like fruitcake? I'm going to bake the greatest fruitcake you ever flung a fang into, and if you drop in around Christmas,
I'm glad you brought up Christmas, Johnny.
Huh?
Reason I stopped in was to tell you kids not to go spend a lot of money on me this year, like you didn't do last year either.
Well, we're not spending much this year, old-timer. Personally, I think Christmas is more for the kids, myself.
It sure is, and we love it, don't we, kids? I never will forget Christmas when I was little.
Yeah?
We used to go to the woods and cut our own trees.
Lived in the country, did you?
Nope, Pittsburgh. The woods lived right next door. They had a great big place with a lot of Elmer Greens in the yard.
Evergreens.
Elmer Green was the caretaker, had 8 kids. He used to say he wished some Christmas his wife would just give him a good bird dog.
I'll bet you always had fun at Christmas time, old-timer.
Yeah. I suppose you always had mistletoe at your house.
Mistletoe? No, I don't remember ever having mistletoe, daughter. I had athlete's foot one time.
No. She means the stuff you put up to kiss a girl under.
Oh, a parasol. Sure,
I'll skip it.
I never will forget the time we didn't have a Christmas tree, though.
Yeah?
Mama stood Papa up in the corner and us kids hung ornaments on him.
On your father?
Yep. Mama said it was a shame to let him go to waste when he was all lit up anyhow. Well, I gotta get downtown, kids. I'm gonna ask Sandy Claus for an air rifle.
Air rifle? You ought to get a lot of use out of an air rifle. You're always shooting the breeze anyhow.
Well, that's pretty good, Johnny. But that ain't the way I heard it. The way I heard it, one fella says, I hear about six Republican candidates have threw their hats in the ring. That's so, says telefeller. What about the Democratic candidate? That's easy, says the first feller. He just tossed his on the piano. Come on, kid.
My gosh, am I glad to get rid of him. I got work to do. I got to give this recipe a quick once-over and get started here. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Just look at this recipe, Molly. Aunt Sarah's own handwriting.
I've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
I think she wrote it with a quill pen. Off a nervous goose.
Well, I can read it now, don't worry. All you got to do to read Aunt Sarah's writing is remember that the T's always look like X's, the X's look like J's, and the J's look like she was playing tic-tac-toe with the hiccups.
Fine.
Now, let me see what it says now. Let me see now here now. When I get the flour and the sugar and the fruit and all the other ingredients on this list...
Ingredients, McGee.
When they're all in, we can get greedy. Hand me the milk.
Here you are.
Thanks. Hello, operator. Give me the Wistful Vista Market. Hello, Market. McGee. Send me over a pound of citron, a pound of orange peel, a pound of lemon peel, a pound of cherry, a pound of walnuts, a pound of pecans, a pound of cinnamon, a pound of nutmeg, a pound of citron, a pound of allspice.
Billy Mills to the orchestra, and I'll dance at your wedding.
Congratulations, Bud. That's the first time you guys ever delivered a whole order here without six trips.
Well, sir, I packed them this order myself, Mr. McGee, all the way over here.
Oh.
Say, your voice is sort of familiar. Didn't you used to work at the finance company?
Yes, ma'am. That's where I work.
Well, gee, what are you doing delivering groceries?
We repossess the grocery store.
Oh.
Help's kind of hard to get. It seems like we all want the same thing.
What's that?
Wages.
So you took over the store. Don't you sort of miss the finance company?
Sometimes I do, yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Gets pretty lonesome when I walk through the vegetable department and see all them dead beets laying there. Did you want to pay for the groceries?
No, you can just charge them.
That's what I figured. Bye, Ms. McGee.
Goodbye.
Now, let me lay this fruitcake recipe out here and get started. What a cake I'm going to bake. Aunt Sarah's fruitcakes have always been the talk of the town, and I'm going to stick to her recipe like bubblegum to a ballet slipper.
Well, now, let me take a last loving look at my nice, clean kitchen before you start.
Hmm?
It may never look like this again.
Now, let me see. Now, it says take a large mixing bowl and break.
McGee! My good mixing bowl.
Well, it says right here, take a large mixing bowl and break. Oh, it says break 5 eggs into it.
Oh.
I didn't read far enough. You got more bowls because I'll need more bowls now.
Wait a minute, McGee. Come in.
Hello, anybody home?
It's Dr. Gamble. Out here, Doctor.
Is anybody home? My gosh, that's the kind of a question you'd expect from a guy whose IQ is as low, Doc.
Hello, McGee. And how are you, Molly?
Fine, Doctor. Nice to see you. Say, do you like fruitcake, Doctor?
Is he making it?
Yes, I am.
No, I don't.
Oh, I see.
I just gave up fruitcake, retroactive to last year.
Okay, wise guy. Just for that, I'm scratching you off my list. As a customer, that is. I scratched you off my list as a friend years ago.
Thanks for the scratch. That's just where I itched.
Well, for your information, Fatso, this is a famous formula I'm working on here. I found a famous old family recipe. Aunt Sarah's in the attic.
She is, huh? Hiding behind a trunk, probably. Afraid you'll offer a bite of your fruitcake.
Go sew up an alligator, you big bridle path.
Bridle path?
Does that mean something?
Certainly that means something. You're not a homeopath, or an osteopath, or a neuropath. You're a bridle path. So go doctor a horse and let me finish my fruitcake. Now, let me see. You chop the sit and find it.
Shall we go in the living room where it's more polite, Doctor?
No, thanks, my dear. I've got to get on over to the hospital and see what I can do about a patch-up job. We've had a terrible thing happen over there. May spoil our whole Christmas.
Oh, I'm sorry, Doctor.
Yes, one of our clumsy interns fell down 3 flights of stairs with our brand-new $20 Christmas tree.
Mm.
The nurse said he just about ruined it.
Heavenly days, what did it do to the intern?
Great Scott, I never thought to ask.
Let's see. Spread 3 teaspoons of cinnamon. Hey, Molly, hand me the hammer, will you?
The hammer? Where? Oh, here it is.
Thanks. That ought to be okay. This recipe is pretty tricky, but...
McGee, what on earth are you doing to my teaspoon?
Well, it says use a level teaspoon of cinnamon, not rounded. All our spoons are rounded, so I got to pound one of them out level.
Oh. Look, sweetheart, that just means to level the top of them.
Well, it's level all over now.
Hello, Molly. Hi, pal. May I come in?
Hello, Mr. Wilcox.
Hi, Junior. Hey, do you like fruitcake?
Fruitcake? I love it, pal.
That's what he's making.
Oh, did you say fruitcake? Oh, fruitcake.
Yeah.
Oh, no. No, I never eat fruitcake. Can't stand it. I thought you said plum pudding, pal.
Natural mistake.
Yeah.
The words are somewhat similar, except they sound different.
Yeah.
Yes, I love plum pudding. I think it's wonderful the way plum pudding wipes right up with a damp cloth off a glow-coated kitchen linoleum like all spilled things.
Oh.
You know, if you pour a little Johnson self-polishing glow coat out and spread it around on your kitchen floor and watched it dry in 20 minutes or less to a gleaming, glistening, new-looking finish, you can bounce a plum pudding around that floor like a basketball and it'll wipe up like
Mr.
nothing.
Oh, Mr. Wilcox. Now, is that the only use you can think of for a plum pudding? My goodness.
Well, no, as a matter of fact, I understand they're very good to eat, too, Molly.
Mm.
And, of course, they do give the house that gay, festive look around Christmas time.
Yes, they do.
Same sort of holiday look that a handsome, glow-coated kitchen linoleum gives you every day in the year. It's bright colors reflecting the housewife's pride in their home. Yes, sir, every day is a holiday when you use Johnson's self-polishing glow-coat.
Look. Waxy.
Yes, pal.
Have you shipped your presents to Racine yet? Because tomorrow's Christmas.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Gee whiz, pal. I've been so busy, it slipped up on me. Yeah. I'd better beat it. So long, Molly.
Yes, sir.
McGee, tomorrow isn't Christmas.
I know, but he'll probably be halfway to the post office before he stops to think. Now, I got the fruit all laid out here on the sink. The nuts over there on the stove. Flowers on the chair. Uh-oh.
Trouble?
I knew that grocery store would mess me up some way. Doggone it, I distinctly ordered a pound of shelled pecans, and they sent me unshelled ones. Look at them. No shells on them at all.
Well, that's right, dearie. Those are shelled.
I thought shelled meant with the shells.
It does, with the shells off.
Huh?
Unshelled means with shells on.
Why, that's ridiculous. My gosh, when you say something is coated, that means with a coat on, don't it?
Yes, but...
And when you say a well-dressed woman is always gloved, that don't mean with her gloves off, does it?
No.
Now, but... you take the word dressed, for instance. Does that mean with or without?
Do you mean people or poultry?
I see what you mean. Okay, I'll try the nuts this way. But I don't want to take any chances. I'm sticking to this recipe like...
Come in. The weatherman. Out of the kitchen, Mr. Williams.
You entertain him now. I'm too busy to sift the flour lightly onto a wax paper.
Hello, Mr. Williams.
Hello, Mrs. McGee. Hello, McGee.
Oh, hi, Foggy. Hey, you like fruitcake, Foggy?
Yes, indeed. I'm very fond of fruitcake, McGee.
That's wonderful, Mr. Williams. Himself is making some for Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh, he's making one?
How many fruitcakes shall I put you down for, Foggy? You want the large size or just the small 10-pound trout size?
I shall be out of town for Christmas. So will Mrs. Williams.
Yeah? Where are you going?
I'll think of a place.
Hey, incidentally, Foggy, I'm glad you dropped in. There's something I wanted to ask you. Are we
going... I know. Are we going to have a white Christmas?
Yeah.
Heavenly days, how did you know he was going to ask you that, Mr. Williams?
I'm the weatherman, Mrs. McGee. There are not many things a weatherman is sure of, but I can tell you one of them. At this time of year, a certain number of well-meaning numbskulls will invariably ask if we're going to have a white Christmas.
Well, what do you say to them, Foggy? I hope you're polite.
Oh, certainly. Yeah. I answer them as best I can, usher them to the door, walk a few steps down the hall with them, and kick them down the elevator shaft. Good day, probably.
Isn't he nice, McGee?
Yep. Well, I'll soon have this baby ready to put together, Molly. Now, let me see. Let me check again. Now, citron, orange peel, candied cherries, flour. Hey, where's the flour?
All over the front of you.
Oh.
How in the world did you do that?
I sneezed. Had to measure out a whole new batch. Now, let's see. The nuts on the breadboard, butter on the chair over there, the milk. Oh, yeah, hand me that cup of milk off the windowsill, will you?
Here you are.
Thanks. Look at you, you silly cup of milk. Of all the sloppy-looking cups of milk sitting there dribbling over the edges and messing up the tablecloth, you're the stupidest cup of milk I ever... Well,
what on earth is that for, McGee?
The recipe says scold a cup of milk, and I'm...
McGee, that's scald a cup of milk.
It is? Oh, okay. You want to do that for me, Molly? I'll go ahead with the rest of the stuff here and have it all ready for
me. Oh, good day, my dear. Fancy meeting you here.
Hello, Mr. Boomer.
Hi, Boomer.
And good day to you, Pillsbury Puss. My word, I hope you're fully insured, my boy.
Insured?
Yes, what happened? Did the stove blow up? I had a stove...
No, he's just making a fruitcake, Mr. Boomer.
Yep, got an old family recipe. Hey, what you doing with a handkerchief? Something the matter?
Yes, I got a little something in my eye this afternoon. Rather uncomfortable.
Well, that's too bad, Mr. Boomer. What did you get in it?
Policeman's knuckles, my dear. Very humiliating experience. All a mistake.
A mistake?
Yes, I thought he was left-handed. I ducked the wrong way.
Well, I'd like to listen to your troubles, Boomer, but I got a cake working here.
Yes, a fruitcake. By a strange coincidence, my boy, I have here in my sample case the very thing you need to make that cake a success.
Not Aunt Sarah.
No, let me see now. What did I do with... Oh, yes, here it is. This, my boy, is a genuine Ajax, faultless, flawless, peerless, fearless, fireless cooker. A fully guaranteed fireless cooker for the inconsequential sum of $3.
Well, I wouldn't be in it. How much? $3.
My goodness, I never saw such a cheap one.
Oh, yes, it's just made out of thin pieces. Oh, the prize. Prize, yes, indeed. Extremely reasonable. And don't forget, with this Ajax faultless, flawless, peerless, fearless, fireless cooker, you get a free chance on a 2 weeks trip to Honolulu with all expenses paid.
Gee, you hear that, Molly? Wouldn't that be something to win?
Yeah, but I don't think that...
I'm your man, Boomer. Here's your $3. It's guaranteed, Molly.
Thank you, son. Here's your Ajax faultless, flawless, peerless, fearless, fireless cooker, and here's your guarantee.
Well, what's it guaranteed to do, Mr. Boomer?
Guaranteed to cost $3, my dear.
Huh?
And don't forget, our prize offer of a free trip to Honolulu for 2 weeks to anyone who figures out a way to cook with it.
What? Hey, wait a minute.
So long, sad lad. It's been nice.
King's Men and seven more shopping days till Christmas.
Only seven more shopping days till Christmas. Still have lots of time. I've decided to skip this year. I won't spend a dime. Tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock. Only seven more shopping days till Christmas. Gee, that's not so long.
I'm just sending out cards this year. Then I can't go wrong. I'll have to buy one little present for Aunt Sarah that can wait a while. Lots of time to choose, but we got to lose. Still got 7 more shopping days till Christmas. Gee, but it's a bore. Let's see, 7 days, that's not bad. Still got plenty more. Take your time, take your time. What's the rush about? Stop that hurrying, stop that worrying. Hurry and worry is out. All you gotta do is make out a list, decide upon the price to pay. All the dither and the bother and the ladder and the bother will be done before Christmas Day. Trust me, I'll be ready then.
Uh-oh.
Don't tell me that's old Santa Claus coming again. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Only 5 more shopping days till Christmas. Better go buy a tree. Must get Mama that new fur coat. She'll be mad at me. Only 3 more shopping days till Christmas. Lots of things to buy. Should have started it weeks ago. How the time has flown. Almost forgot to get that streamlined train for Junior. Where's my shopping list? Molly and Tony and Michael and Fred. A dolly, a pony, a cycle, a sled. Hear me calling Santa Claus. I need your help because there's only 1 little shopping day for Christmas. Now it's almost here. That old feeling gets in your hide. Comes a steaming up here inside. Now I'm sorry that Christmas pie comes one by year. A Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Now, you just sit there and relax, dearie. Don't keep running out to the kitchen. Your cake is all right.
Well, now, what time is it?
Almost 1:30.
Okay, the cake's got to come out of the oven in a few minutes. Boy, oh boy, where did you see that work of art, Molly? Aunt Sarah's own private recipe, and I made it word for word. I'll have this town raving about my cakes, too, by the time they've tasted
a
couple.
Yes, I'll bet it will be wonderful, dearie.
You betcha.
Look, I'm going to run upstairs and sort the laundry. No. I'll be right back when the cake is ready.
Okay.
I want to see it come out of the oven.
Okay, hurry back. Ah, there goes a good kid. And for that matter, so am I. Working and slaving over a hot stove all day just to bake a fruitcake like Aunt Sarah's and maybe wind up getting us rich. Well, I... Come in. Oh, hello there, Teeny.
Hi, mister.
Hey, aren't you out of school a little early, sis? Holidays haven't started already, have they?
No. Mm-hmm. We were rehearsing our Christmas play and our teacher sent us home early. All the kids.
Mm-hmm. She did, eh?
Yes, hmm?
I said she did, eh?
Who did?
Your teacher.
Did what?
Sent you home early.
Oh.
All the kids.
I know it. Do we ever have fun?
So you're doing a Christmas play, huh? What's it going to be about, sis?
About a week from tomorrow. If we can learn our parts by then.
No, I mean, what kind of a play is it? What's the story?
Oh, it's just wonderful, mister.
Yeah.
It's all about how the pilgrims discovered America.
Hmm?
And I'm going to be the Indian maiden hook upon us. And Willie Toops is Miles Sandwich, and we got costumes.
Hey. Wait a minute. You mean you're doing a play about the pilgrims for Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
You're a little mixed up, sis.
Oh. If you think I'm mixed up, you ought to see our teacher. She says we're going to do this play if it takes till the 4th of July.
That sounds pretty confusing, sis. Is the whole class in the play?
Sure. Even our teacher has lines to say.
Oh?
There's one very touching scene where Miles Standridge, that's Willie too.
Yes, I know.
He's captured by the Indians, and I save him.
Well.
Oh, boy, is it ever corny.
Yeah. Well, run off a little of it for me. How's it go?
Well, first Willie says, "Help me, oh lovely maiden." And then I say, "I will save thee, Miles Standridge." And then our teacher says, "Oh, no." And all us kids go home.
Pretty dramatic, eh? I'd like to see your play, sis, if I'm not busy that night. Let me know when it goes on, if ever.
Oh, boy. Would you come, mister? Would you? Our teacher says we gotta get a crowd, and I got tickets right here. Here you are, Mr. McGee. 2 tickets.
Well, okay, sis. How much are they?
Well... For a good friend like you, Mr. McGee, 50 cents apiece.
Okay, here's your buck. I suppose on account of our beautiful friendship, I'm getting a special price. Probably $9 to the general public, huh?
Oh, no, mister. Anybody that wants them can have them free.
Yeah. cute kid. She'll probably grow up to be a midget. Oh, my gosh, my fruitcake. Time to take it out of the oven. Hey, Molly.
Coming, McGee. Isn't it about time to
yep,
take
it? Yep, it's time. Come on, kiddo. Time to unveil it. Come on and feast your eyes on the loveliest golden brown taste, tickling mouth-watering, fruit-filled fruitcake ever feasted your eyes on.
Hurry up and open the oven. I'm dying to see it.
Fruitcake like Aunt Sarah used to bake.
Yeah. Watch it now. It's hot.
I got it. Look at it. Look at it. Gee whiz. Why, it looks awful, Molly. Why, look at it. It's terrible.
Oh, now. Well, it doesn't look very good. Oh, I'm so sorry, dearie. It doesn't even smell very good, does it?
Thin as a pancake. All black looking. Oh, gee, Molly, I don't understand. What's the matter with me anyhow? I'm just a dunce. Can't even follow a recipe.
You did too follow the recipe. Now, it isn't your fault, dearie. My goodness, you were so careful.
Well, what did I do wrong? Doggone it, Aunt Sarah's been making fruitcakes for years from this recipe. Every Christmas.
I know. You said the whole family raved about them.
Everybody in town talked about them. Why, everybody used to say... Oh, my gosh.
What is it?
I just remembered what they used to say. They used to say, Aunt Sarah makes the lousiest fruitcakes.
Libby and Molly return in just a moment. Say, when you made out your Christmas list, did you remember to include a little gift for your kitchen linoleum and other floors? Good idea, you know. Better take your list and after the word floors, write Johnson Self-Polishing Glow Coat. Your floors will be receiving a bright, shining coat of wax that will protect them and make them easy to keep clean. Johnson's Glow Coat is a gift that's easy to use. There's no rubbing or buffing. You just apply and let dry. That's all there is to it. And yet, in just a few minutes, your floors are protected with a wonderfully good-looking coat of tough, gleaming wax. Spilled things, tracked in dirt, disappear with just a wipe of a damp cloth. And that Glow Coat shine. You'll gaze with pride at the bright, sparkling finish that brings out all the beauty that makes your home a happier place to live in. Yes, ma'am, Johnson's Glow Coat is the beautiful Christmas gift your floors deserve. The gift you will enjoy. Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat to bring out the beauty of the home.
Look on the back side, shine up the right side, bring out the beauty of the home.
Ladies and gentlemen, next Tuesday night, the King's Men will sing the song they sing every year at about this time. It was the night before Christmas.
That's the one we made a record album of with Billy Mills Orchestra and Little Teeny.
Yeah.
This song has become a sort of a tradition with us, so we hope you'll be listening. Good night.
Good night, all.
This is Harlow Wilcox, speaking for the makers of Johnson's Wax Products, the home and industry, inviting you to be with us again next Tuesday night. Good night.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company. This is WMAQ NBC in Chicago.